Hello, thanks for tuning into the podcast. My name is Kestra Harris. I am here accompanied by Luke Yost. Today we will be doing our first episode ever of Hecking Excited. I am hecking excited to start this podcast, that's for sure. So a little bit about me. I am a junior at Robert Morris, obviously, and I have been kind of living life up until this moment. You know, the reason I named it Hecking Excited is because I am actually so excited about literally every single possible thing. Like, any moment in my life, I'm just really, I pee myself out of excitement. But this is my co-host, Luke Yost. He will also take the floor now to tell you a little bit about himself.
Thank you for letting me speak. yes, my name is Luke Yost, and I am a sophomore at Robert Morris University, and this is not my first podcast by a long shot. If you want to know more about me, just look me up on the Army Central Media staff page. Gotta plug it. So, it's part of my contract.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's in my contract. It says you must plug Army Central Media whenever possible.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I got a hat that has it on there, and it's just... Actually, fun story about that is I've never plugged, like, anything I've ever done. Like, I don't usually tweet my own stuff out.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I probably should. But there was one time a guy at a men's basketball game noticed me for doing, or recognized me from doing CSC stuff. He saw me, so I did a Coach Luke's Corner, where I basically just ripped apart RMU women's basketball's, like, press break, right? Because it was terrible. And this guy was like, hey, why didn't Maddie McConnell shoot the ball in the second half? And I go, I don't know, dude. And he was like, aren't you Coach Luke from Coach Luke's Corner? And I was like, that's really weird because my mom doesn't even notice I'm on Coach Luke's Corner.
Aw.
This guy was, I mean, I don't really care. But, like, this guy was like, yeah, you should know that. I was like, I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know Maddie. I've only seen Maddie one time, like, outside of basketball. And we were all, like, at a book club meeting. Let's just say that. A big book club meeting.
Yeah.
That really large book club meeting everybody does it the Saturday before finals week.
Oh, yeah. I love those book club meetings.
That's the big book club meeting, yeah. But that was the only time I ever talked to Matt McConnell outside of this. But, yeah, he was like, he thought, like, I knew everything about everything.
Right.
It was kind of interesting.
That is very interesting. So you're, like, a knowledgeable person on this campus.
I would say probably not, no, but people assume that. Yes.
Oh, well, hey, they think that you are, which means that
by association,
you are.
Fake it till you make it.
Yes, that's exactly what you do.
Exactly.
So let me tell you a little bit about this show. There is absolutely no structure to it. We have no idea what's going on at any given moment. We actually, Luke Yost has come up with a couple topics for us.
I did.
Because honestly, usually what I do when I'm on things like this is I let people tell me what to do. And then I take it and I run with it.
This is your podcast, not mine.
Yeah,
my podcast.
I know.
I have my own podcast.
Oh, what is it called?
I mean, it's Around the Rim.
Around the Rim.
Yeah, it's the women's basketball podcast.
Oh.
But that season's over, unfortunately.
Oh, so no more rim to be around.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I came up with some ideas. The first one I want to talk about is I found on BuzzFeed, they had a list of 19 most ironic facts of all time. And some of those seem interesting.
Okay.
I have another one. It is about all the national holidays that the U.S. recognizes for no reason whatsoever.
Okay.
Of just today. And I have a fan involvement idea that includes a hashtag of the day. So we'll throw a hashtag up. If you tweet it... then perhaps we'll read your tweet on the show using our hashtag, whatever it is.
Oh, my goodness. The hashtag idea sounds the best thing in the entire universe.
You can thank Jimmy Fallon for that.
Oh. Okay, well, anyways, so what's that list that you
said? Okay, so the 19 ironic facts of all time.
Okay.
Number one is probably my favorite.
Okay.
The founder of Match.com lost his girlfriend to a man she met on Match.com.
That is pretty ironic, and it's also pretty sad.
Yeah, but I think it's funny.
Yeah, I actually met my ex-boyfriend on Tinder.
Interesting. See, I don't know, like, why, if you were dating somebody, why would you make a website that would be for single people?
Yeah, and, like, when he probably has access to all of that information.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, you can't, that's like playing both sides.
It's like risking it for the biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, hats off to her. I guess.
Let's see. That one's not funny. Oh, another one is 315 entries of the Webster's 1996 dictionary were misspelled.
Wait, what?
300 entries of Webster's 1996 dictionary were misspelled.
Who was the editor of the 1996 dictionary?
I don't know, but think about it. If you have to, if you're the person that has to type those words and remember those words, like, there's how many words in the dictionary?
At least
thousands.
20.
Thousands. At least 20.
At least
315
words.
Of them. At least.
I'd give at least. Probably, yeah, you're probably right. Like thousands.
A couple thousand.
4,000.
I don't know.
Should we check?
We should definitely Google it.
I'm going to... What dictionary edition?
Webster's 1996 dictionary.
I'm just going to write Webster's dictionary. How many words?
I'd say there's probably about 4,327.
Oh, wow.
Not even close.
Like 470,000 entries.
So if you only got 315 wrong, I mean, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's only
ratio.
Like 2%. Not a big deal.
Wait, so what is it?
300, I have no idea. 315
divided by
out of the
470,000. That's 0.0006702%.
So less than 1% of the words were misspelled, which is, in the grand scheme of things, probably not a big deal.
Yeah, definitely not the biggest deal.
Because the words you're going to misspell are not going to be the hard words. Like, not going to be easy words. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they definitely are the words that no one cares about.
The medical
about.
Dictionary words that people use, like, I don't care. Like, normal people don't really have a thought or feeling about them.
I agree.
The owner of a Segway died in a Segway.
A Segway?
The owner of Segway died while riding a Segway.
In a Segway.
On a Segway.
In.
You can't be in a Segway.
You said in a Segway.
Did I say in a Segway?
Run it back.
Ooh. Hate to see it.
Yeah, well, I feel like lots of people probably die from Segway riding every year, so.
Definitely.
Do you ever go to that mall in Pittsburgh where people do the Segway riding training course before they do a Segway ride in Pittsburgh? It's if you sit in there and you watch people like ride the Segways around, there's like a bunch of cones everywhere. It's hilarious because a lot of people wipe out because they have no idea what they're doing yet.
I mean,
it creates
funny.
Hours
what
of entertainment.
Mall is that?
It's like right where the fountain is that dances.
Okay.
Across the street from there, where that fondue place is.
Yeah. Okay.
In
yeah.
that mall,
yeah,
there's
yeah,
a
yeah, yeah.
course driving place. Hmm.
That's interesting.
Yep, because I know so much about Pittsburgh, so.
I mean, you knew about that. I didn't.
Well,
there you go.
Facts about Pittsburgh. Counter, 1 Castro, 0 Luke.
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
It's sad.
Do I know another fact about Pittsburgh? Off the dome?
Off the dome.
Nope. That's it for now.
You know Charlie Chaplin?
Do I know Charlie Chaplin?
Of Charlie Chaplin.
I know of him. I've never met him
obviously,
personally.
He died in what, like 1918?
Yeah, he definitely had those nice hats.
He definitely had that nice hat and the mustache. But he once entered a Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest and didn't reach the finals.
Oh, no.
Dolly Parton did the same thing.
And then didn't reach the finals?
No. She didn't look like Dolly Parton.
Have you seen the one about Lady Gaga?
No.
She like put a fake nose on and then entered a Lady Gaga competition, I think.
Yeah.
And then people noticed it was her and then they started crying.
That's funny.
Because she's iconic, though.
I mean, I would say Charlie Chaplin's iconic.
I mean, like...
Not, like in this day and age, it'd be different, but, like...
Yeah. I actually don't... I didn't know that Charlie Chaplin was famous before he was not alive anymore.
So he wasn't...
Kind of like a Van Gogh type deal.
Yeah, it wasn't... What is the word? What's someone looking for? Appreciated in his own time.
Yeah. That's kind of tragic to think about.
It's gonna suck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. A 10-gallon hat only holds 3/4 of a gallon.
A 10-gallon what?
10-gallon hat. You never see
hat?
You never see a 10-gallon hat?
No.
Wow.
What's a 10-gallon hat?
This used to be an American-only thing. Hold on.
Is it?
Yeah.
10?
10-gallon hat. Look at these things.
Hat.
Look at them. They're just giant.
Oh, I've seen those before, but that's super American anyways, so.
It's super American. Hey, we're all North Americans in this room.
You're
it
right.
Counts.
That
it
is
counts.
Super United States of American. Do I have to say that every time I
no.
am speaking about
no,
differences?
I understand.
Or are you going to stop joking about that?
I'm going to stop. Actually, I'm not going to. I made a resume for impending interviews
mm-hmm.
that we both have coming up. And it asked for the languages I speak on the resume. It was just like a built-in piece of the resume. And I put American, Canadian, and English.
Wait, I watched you write that resume through Snapchat.
Yeah.
Do we have to bring a resume to it?
No. I did it for, you know, for fun. Because Logan was like, you have to be semi-professional. Like, last time I did these interviews, the first question I was asked by Morgan Torsha was, is a hot dog a sandwich? There's only one right answer. And I said yes. And she was like, okay, you got the job. I was like, thanks.
That's good. I like sitting in on interviews. I don't know if I like being interviewed.
You like sitting in on interviews?
Yeah, I was like a member of like a board that made interview decisions for my sorority. So I got to sit in on a bunch of interviews, like at least 20 interviews. And it was fun because I'm like, I know what I don't like and what I do like, and now I'm going to take it. And I'm going to do it, hopefully, one day.
So, this would be the best one of them all. A Canadian university gave out condoms with a safe sex message stapled to them.
Oh, yeah.
The staple compromised the condoms packaging and make them unusable.
So, what is Canadian there, university
it
was?
It doesn't say. It
oh, just now we need to look it up. University. If I were to take a guess, it'd probably be University of Toronto.
How many universities are in Canada?
Lots.
Okay.
But not as many as here. Because they're all kind of under the same umbrella.
Yeah.
Like, you can apply on one website to all of the universities in Ontario, and then you can apply on another website to all the colleges in Ontario.
That sounds super easy.
It is super easy. You just check some boxes.
All right.
Wait, what am I looking for? Condoms?
A Canadian, yeah. Condom Canada safe sex message.
Staple.
Through them.
How do you not...
Like, as far as, like, doing that, like, who okays this idea of, like, let's put it through the condom and see what happens?
I don't think people really thought about it. I thought they were probably, like, were probably, like, okay, so we need to attach this card to this condom.
Yeah.
Clip. That's it. Done.
It's there.
That's probably as simple as it was. It says University of New Brunswick.
New Brunswick?
Yeah, which is like
classic,
East Coast.
Classic Brunswick.
Classic East Coasters.
Classic East Coast. Now, let's see. So now we have the national holidays that the U.S. celebrates today. National Lobster Newburgh Day.
Is that today?
Yes.
Happy National Lobster
Newburgh.
Newburgh.
Yeah.
What's the Newburgh part mean?
I don't know. Here's the thing. Is that like... So I did a little research last night. I realized that like... The U.S. and Canada have very similar holidays. There's, like, a couple things that you guys do that we don't do. Like, Family Day and like, Remembrance Day.
Yeah, that's just a couple days after your...
Yeah. But, like, we have... You can look up anywhere, like, the U.S. national holidays, and, like, you're going to get, like, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, whatever. And then you have a whole list of just random holidays. Like, just today is National Lobster Newburgh Day, National Medal of Honor Day, which means everybody in the U.S., not everybody, but people in the U.S. get Medal of Honor for being great people.
Like a Nobel Peace Prize.
It's the highest honor civilian can get in the U.S. It's really nice. And it's also National Tolkien Reading Day.
Tolkien, like so, J.R.R.
Yeah,
Tolkien.
Yeah.
Huh. Book club.
Yeah, book club. Did you ever say a boot?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever say a boot when you got here?
Did I used to say a boot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Maybe my language has changed a little bit. There's one guy who goes here who, like, kind of made me stop saying A.
Yeah?
Yeah. And so, like, he would, like, every time I'd say A, he would say, oh, my God, did you just say A? And then it would make me not want to say A anymore. It would make me so sad.
How much time we got left?
We got, I don't know what time it is.
You look in the bottom left, where the green bars are going.
I see the green bars. 17 minutes and 14 seconds.
Okay, so we have 13 minutes left.
Okay, if we decided the length of the podcast
was half hour.
Half hour.
I mean, it could be 20 minutes.
It could be whatever the heck we want it to be.
It could be 3 hours long.
I would love a 3 hour long podcast.
That'd be a long day.
Your sandwich smells so good.
Yeah. It's also really messy, and I don't want to eat it anymore.
Oh, because it's, like, a clean environment?
Supposed to be, and it's also really messy.
Huh. What's your go-to Romo sandwich?
A lock and load on a bagel.
Lock and load on a bagel. Can you describe for the audience what a lock and load is?
Wait,
before you start.
Close my
eyes. Everybody close your eyes and just listen to Luke Yost describe his lock and load to you.
All right, so it's basically a, I don't know, what is it? Is it turkey? Bacon? I don't do this very often, except on a show that I eat random stuff on, which is a really bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to do that.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be given something to do on that
show. Count
your
blessings.
Hmm?
Because they count your blessings if you don't have to eat anything.
You said that one dish was pretty good.
Yeah, the enchilada with gravy and cheese wasn't too bad.
Mm,
except it was followed up by a donut that had mayonnaise in it.
Yeah, that was not good because they really lied to you. They said it was cheesecake. I feel like they shouldn't be allowed to lie.
I don't like cheesecake, though. I'm a very picky eater.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't like cheesecake. So I was like, yeah, I don't like cheesecake. So I was like, oh, we'll just so much cheesecake. And, like,
I was going to say, like, I'll eat your bite for you if it actually is cheesecake. But I was.
Yeah. Good thing you didn't.
Yeah. I was, like, kind of sad because when they told you what it was and it actually wasn't what they said it was, then I was really disappointed.
You thought, like, the ethics of the situation.
Yeah.
Like,
the ethics were completely off. And for next episode, I really hope.
That's just how it is. That's just how it is.
They're not going to
tell me what it is. Like, if Matt Simkovic goes, hey, there is definitely mayonnaise in this donut. I'm not gonna eat it. I'll feed it to you.
Yeah, but like that, you can't say what it is. You just be like, here's the donut.
Yeah,
but like
it takes away from the game.
But like you were describing the first dish, they didn't tell you what it was.
No,
and then the second dish, you didn't even get to describe it.
Because you're out of time.
Because That's how TV works. Whatever. So they just told you what it fake was.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, so, like, Matt texted me. He was like, hey, it's going to be cheesecake and strawberries. I was like, okay, fine. That's fair. And so I told Goob, who was across from me, Mike Greco, and I was like, hey, Greco, it's going to be cheesecake and strawberries. He goes, oh, it's going to be great. I'm like, okay. And then I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at this from afar, right? Because, it was on the bleachers where you were sitting.
Yeah, I was looking at it, too, and I was like, what's going on?
I looked, and I was like, that's the wrong color for cheesecake. Cheesecake's not that white, right? I was like, oh, this is good. Like, this definitely isn't cheesecake, but yeah. We'll just see what it is and hope it's not something terrible. And then, he puts it in front of me, and, I pick it up, and I hear Nick Hedrick, the producer, in my ear go, hey, just eat the whole thing. So I was like, all right. So I, took a deep breath. I was going to put the whole thing in my mouth, and then Mike Greco does it. And the second he does it, his eye just got, really big.
Yeah,
and
he just shook his head.
And it put me in a weird spot because I was like, I have to eat this now, but I know that it's not going to be, it's definitely not good.
Uh-huh.
So, terrifying.
That's the biz.
And then I threw up. And then
you threw it up?
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, back to, the original comment about your sandwich.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you what my go-to sandwich is.
What's your go-to lock and load?
So,
sandwich, not lock and load.
So, I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And I don't eat
How's
meat.
That life?
How is that life? It's good. Except for, when it's there's no options on a menu, and then you're, kind of sad. Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
Steak
and
Shake.
You can't go to Steak
and Shake. Steak and Shake's menu is all meat. There's, not a single.
Hot dogs, steaks, and then.
Except for milkshakes.
Milkshakes and fries.
Yeah. Milkshakes and fries. Those are the only two things I can get. Mm-hmm. So when I go there, I ask them if I can get a taco salad without the taco meat. And then everyone laughs at me.
But you definitely can.
But it's yummy. Because there was, the little chips in it and, the ranch and such.
Yeah.
Pretty good salad, but, wasn't made for me. So I just feel wrong eating it anyways. But, my go-to sandwich? Back on topic here?
Back on topic here.
My go-to sandwich. So you take an Italian piece of bread and you take a second Italian piece of bread. So two pieces of bread here. Are you picturing this?
Yeah.
Everybody, close your eyes and picture this. So then you take it. You get provolone cheese, you set it on top, toast it for an unspecified amount of time, take it out. It's always different in consistency when it comes out.
30 seconds, 15, just really bad.
Yeah, it's whatever, same. Whatever.
It melts the cheese, it gets the job done.
So then I get lettuce,
yeah,
tomatoes, mm-hmm. pickles,
yeah,
mayonnaise, and sometimes if I'm feeling spicy, I get black olives. Yeah.
I'd be cool except for the tomatoes and black olives.
And
the mayonnaise. I'm trying to
So there's two things on the sandwich. Yeah. It slaps, honestly. People look at that sandwich and they go, I should probably try getting a veggie sandwich sometime. And I'm like, Yeah, definitely should. It's not too bad over here. Living on the good side. And then you get chips and then ranch. Mm-hmm. Or like chips. This is weird. This is a weird thing that I do. Chips and honey mustard.
I did chips and Southwest sauce.
Yeah, but everyone does chips and Southwest sauce.
There's also a ranch cup on top of Salem.
What do you mean on top of Salem?
We threw a ranch cup on top of Salem.
Like on top of the entire building?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Just so you want to know that. Listen to the show.
There's a stain on the ceiling in Ramos. Two stains.
Yeah.
So I'll describe to you how it happened. I'm not going to tell you who did it. So you take the bottom of the table.
Yeah.
You smash up a bunch of pierogies. You slap.
Pierogies?
Yeah, pierogies.
Okay.
Then you take the pierogi, you spread it onto the piece of table that you tore off. Then you throw it up.
Piece of table?
Piece of table. So like the bottom of the tables are falling off.
Oh, yeah, it's like
the paper, yeah. Yeah. So you take it horizontally on your hand and you toss it up and it just doesn't turn. It just keeps going straight up.
Flat sticks.
Yeah, and then it sticks there. And if you look there today, I should probably like put a link of the image below this podcast link or whatever.
Yeah.
It's still there today. Like there, it happened freshman year, first semester, maybe 2 months in.
So you're telling me is you probably threw some pierogies on top of the ceiling at Romo's?
Not probably, definitely.
Yeah, okay. Because you're like way too much detail for this story that you didn't obviously do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's if that funny, offends though. Anybody. That's and then funny. Another time I was feeling super inspired and I was like, you know what would even be better than that?
Two of them.
No.
Do it again.
It's when they sold the cookie dough in Ramos.
Yeah. Little Cup's cookie dough?
Yeah.
I think slap.
Yeah. So I would take it on a spoon and I'd fling it up at the ceiling. There's a couple spots on the ceiling.
Degenerate.
Hey. I'm living my best life over here, okay?
You gotta have fun. That's what college is all about.
Yeah, exactly. I just like to throw things on the ceiling. That's where I get my amusement. Okay, let's think about another fun thing that I did today.
I took a test today.
How was the test?
Sucked.
How bad?
I mean, it was about like vitamins and minerals and stuff.
Sounds fun.
No, it was terrible.
Oh.
It was super easy. I had like note cards you gave us and like all the answers on the note cards. And like it was like, a waste of time.
Well, I'm sorry that you wasted your time taking a test, but do you feel smarter now?
No. I already knew it. I took nutrition classes in high school.
Oh, it's about nutrition.
Yeah, and I've already, like, I kind of knew what I was talking about.
Right.
And I sat in this class and was like, yeah, I get this.
Mm.
Let me leave.
My professor in my psychology class thinks I'm, like, a genius because she gives us a study guide with every single thing on it. Mm-hmm. And then I look it over. And I study
it. You're the only one that reads it.
And then I go into class and I do the exam and I get a really good grade on it. And then she hands it back to me. She's like, you did so good on this test. And I'm like, thank you. And everyone else is like giving me dirty looks. And I'm like, I literally just looked it over.
Studied people.
I literally just look it over. My friend's a psych major too. So she kind of explains things to me. But I just feel bad for knowing things and I feel like I shouldn't.
Smart shaming you
also like yeah and then also kind of gasses me up a little. I'm in a really good mood after those. Makes
obviously.
Me happy. Yeah. What other classes? Oh, I had a literature class today.
Yeah, how'd that go?
We finished the book.
Yay. What'd you read?
It is called American Rust. Okay. I listened to the audiobook. The guy has the nicest raspy voice. It's like American Rust. Chapter one.
Straight from like Mississippi.
Yeah.
Probably he smokes like 10 darts a day.
Well, it's a book about Pennsylvania.
Oh, definitely smokes at least 3 packs a day.
Yeah, probably. And he's just got that voice. And then the book is like really good. And it just makes me think about things that don't happen to me, but happen to other people. It's about a little boy being 19-year-old boy.
He's a youngin.
Yeah, just a little one. Running away from home because his dad is like, he has to take care of his dad. So
is
he's
this like,
is this like a
biography or
no.
Is this like a, just a book?
Just a book.
Who wrote that?
Runs away from home. His best friend goes to prison. His sister comes home, obviously. Cheating on her boyfriend, her husband actually. And then that's the book. Basically. Oh, and the police officer kills people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, if those things...
Per use.
If those things really, like, make you want to read a book, like, those are the things that you enjoy reading books about, well, I have a book to recommend to you.
Exactly. Not going to lie, I haven't read a book since, like, sophomore year of high school.
Well, did you take literature yet?
No.
Well, you're in for a treat.
Yay. I can't read, though. It's fine.
You got to listen to audiobooks. Then you can go, American Rust. Book one,
I'm
chapter
deaf, blind,
one.
And mute.
Deaf, blind, and mute.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
We out here.
Yeah, pretty much.
What else did I do today? I had my psychology class. My professor always says bye to me when I leave because it takes me so long to pack up my belongings because I'm a mess. I like take my book out. I took my laptop out. I take my phone out. I take my chargers out for my laptop and for my phone. I have my AirPods sitting on my desk. I have my jacket like all in a bunch on the floor. What else do I do? I have the little chart. She gives us little papers.
Yeah.
And then I take them out. So then when I pack up, everyone else is gone because all they do is sit on their phones all class because she just reads off a piece of paper the whole time.
I mean, that's what I would do. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, if I were a professor, I'm, like, not blaming her. I just, you know. But I have a lot of things out, so it takes me the longest. And in a way, I'm winning.
There you go. If you have the best grade in the class, I mean, you probably...
I don't know if I have the best grade in the class. I mean, I only have 102%.
Not gonna brag. Top two.
Yeah, no, there I missed one question else. Once. So the first test, there was a bonus question. So yeah. I nailed it.
Obviously.
Yeah. And I got like a whatever. I got the 30 plus 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 31 out of 30.
Yeah.
Then the second test, she had another bonus question. However, one of the questions that she put on the regular test was not on the review.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know. So I wrote beside the question. I said, you did not put this on the review. And then she marked it wrong. And I was like, no kidding. I didn't know it because you didn't put it on the review. And then I got the bonus question right. So
she was trying to call you out on like just reading the review.
But like, that's all I do.
And that's the point. Yeah.
But yeah. Like, but I got 30 out of 30. So 61 out of 30 in that class. 61 out of 60 in that class. 61 divided into 60. 101.6%. That's what I had in that class.
There you go.
Have you ever been to like a formal situation?
No.
Like where you dress up and...
I mean, prom and like homecoming.
Okay. What's prom like in America?
I mean, for us, we had like a post-prom. So like ours started at like, I think it started at 6.
Okay.
And did like a grand march thing or whatever it was called.
What's a grand march?
So like everybody, like you get like with your date.
Uh-huh.
And then like you walk out onto a stage with like a nice background. They take your picture.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like a movie.
It's terrible. It's one of those things because like the expectation of like prom is to like do the thing. Like, so like we had prom and like from like 6 to 9, we like had our air quotes prom.
Uh-huh.
And we have a post prom. So like nobody like drives home and gets like shmammered and makes bad decisions.
Okay, I like that.
So my junior year, it was at this like, it pretty much. You ever been to Max and Irma's?
Or nope.
Dave and Buster's?
Yes.
So very similar to Dave and Buster's, but the place closed down. Well, the place that we went to closed down because of it was selling alcohol without a permit.
Let's go.
Yeah. So we went there my junior year. And everybody was just kind of like, yeah, this is okay. But then, like, we left, had a baseball game the morning after. Everybody was hilariously hungover.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we lost that game. But it was a good time. And then my senior year was the same thing. So I went to a country club after. And it was pretty terrible. They had, like a magician there.
Uh-huh.
/ hypnotist dude.
Uh-oh.
Do
you want to hear about Canadian prom?
Canadian prom? Yeah, uh-huh. Obviously.
Okay,
so... Did you wear Canadian tuxedos? Just a lot of denim at this place?
No denim, unfortunately.
That's a real shame, though. I think, like, if anything, like, you have to, like, embrace the stereotype.
I definitely embrace the stereotype.
You have to. That's
I 150%
the game,
embrace the stereotype. However, at our prom...
However.
what happens is our school doesn't condone prom. So there's people at our school.
Is this like a Canadian-wide like epidemic
no,
problem?
No,
it's just like St. Catherine or Winston Churchill, whatever it was.
Sir Winston Churchill. So there's two school districts in my area. One is just like public school, and the other is Catholic. And okay, so one is public and the other is Catholic. Yeah. Both are free school systems, so you don't have to pay. Catholic schools have their own prom. Like the school will put on prom. And then for us, I don't know what it is, but they don't allow prom. So there's a prom committee at our school that just, they book a place, they get tickets, like they book a whole bunch of stuff. And then, like, we do it, like, under the wraps every single
year. But everybody knows about it.
Yeah, like, the teachers know about it. Everybody knows about
it. So it's, like, it's, yeah, it's just not, like, through the school.
Yeah, it's not a school-sanctioned event.
That's okay.
And so we do it at a winery, super fancy, and everybody gets all booed up. As one would do. Yeah, we got a photographer, but, like, you don't walk across the stage with your day to take a picture. That sounds so funny.
It's so many pictures, because, like, so you go and you, my 2 years I went, I went to my buddy's house and like, he has like a really nice like back porch and like with trees and stuff. It looks really cool. So we went there, we got our pictures done. So you get your pictures done there with your date and with like your group of people that you're going with. Cause we always go in groups. Like it was like me, my buddy Tyler, his date, my buddy Logan, buddy Robbie. And like, and then we got like had our dates there, took our pictures with our dates. And then all the boys got a picture, all the girls got a picture and like whatever. And you go do Grand March, and it's even more pictures. And you go to prom, and it's even, like, two more pictures at prom, because you have, like, a photographer there with a backdrop. It's so many pictures.
Yeah, we do a lot of pictures, but my mom actually followed us to prom.
Yeah.
And she took pictures of us at the winery, because the winery was the nicest place to take pictures at. Mm-hmm. So we flexed. Not a big deal.
Yeah, I think our school let us go to, a winery.
Yeah, our school doesn't let us go to a winery.
But I mean,
so we go to the winery.
But yeah, but it's like it's not sanctioned. Like, I doubt a high school would be like, yeah, let's send our kids to the winery.
Well, I mean, they would be like, yeah, let's send our kids to like the soccer club, and they can have their silly prom. But no, not at my school, not in my school district. They also don't have snow days for anything.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
we'd have snow days. I think in my 4 years, I think we had three snow days.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. Well, I had more than that, but everything would be frozen, and you'd be like knee high in snow, and you'd still skating be walking to, class, to school. Yeah. skating on over to class.
Skating on class.
Yeah. We're at the 35-minute mark.
Wow.
Yeah. I want to say one more fun thing though.
Okay. I'm gonna throw the hashtag up, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, right. That's what we'll do.
Well, so say your fun thing one more time.
Well, no, the fun thing. I just like didn't want to end on that. I wanted to.
Well, we'll put our hashtag at the end, so you have to listen to the whole thing to get to the hashtag.
Okay. I don't know what to add. I just wanted to add something fun.
You said I was gonna say one more fun thing.
Yeah, I want to say
and
one
you
more.
Stop.
I want to say one more fun thing. Does not mean that I have one more thing to say. You have to listen to the words that I'm saying.
I just assumed. You understand this? Is that? Oh.
I don't think...
That's okay.
It made a squeaky noise.
Yeah.
Okay. What I was going to say off of the prom thing...
Yeah.
...is that I'm going to this formal for my sorority.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a scrambling time, you know, found a date.
There you
We're
go.
Good. However, I had a previous date in which I'm going to go over right now to the room and talk to them.
Good luck.
Even though I don't want to. And I already talked to them.
Good luck.
And that is what I'm going to be doing.
Take a deep breath and don't cry.
I don't really cry at these things. I'm a veteran.
Seasoned vet. Love to see it.
Yeah. Like the past 3 months I've done this twice.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm good. Okay. So now it is time. The time
for
of
the
hashtag. Time for the podcast.
Hashtag. Yes.
Can I make a couple wet noises first?
Yeah.
Okay, time for the hashtag in which we will be sharing a hashtag with you that you can hashtag on any social media platform, but only on Twitter.
Only on Twitter.
Any social media platform, including and only limited to Twitter. We are going to be making this hashtag off the dome right now. The hashtag will be... I don't know what it'll be. Hashtag will be.
I thought you were going to have an idea.
The hashtag will
I really
be
begged
excited.
You really
it will be
excited.
Excited. Okay, you're typing this out right now on your phones.
This?
No. Like people okay. Right now, if you're
this
watching, if you're listening to this
yes,
podcast, you're typing right now. You're typing
yeah.
on your phone the hashtag, the pound sign, whatever. And then you're typing excited, excited, comma, spelled comma, and then hecking, hecking. So it's excited, spelt out, comma, comma, because otherwise it's not going to register, and then hecking. So, like, you know when you're doing attendance and your professor on the first day reads your last name instead of your first name or whatever? It's because on their attendance, it's your last name, comma, your first name. Well, here we are bringing it back to life again, this time for the hashtag scene. We're bringing, like, attendance sheets to the real world. So, yeah, just do that. We will read tweets on the next podcast.
Yeah. Hopefully we get a tweet or two.
We're definitely going to get a tweet. We're definitely going to get...
If you tweet it out and be like, hey...
I will do that. I will also... I will tweet the podcast out after blocking some people.
Obviously.
And then we'll see what happens.
Cool.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to the first ever episode of Hecking Excited with Luke Yost and Kester Harris, but mostly Kester Harris.
Yeah.
And next time, I promise I'll be more excited because I will be a free woman for realsies next time. So, like, hit me up, slide in my DMs, do whatever you need to do. I'll be available by the next podcast. I already am available, but this time for realsies.
There you go.
Have a fantastic day, evening, night, morning, afternoon. We'll see you again soon. Don't forget the hashtag.